Poppy Picker, a book about nose picking and the booger monster. Written and narrated by Stella Stamatakis. Illustrations by Oscar Farr.
With additional narration by Dave Stokes.
Dedication for this book. For everyone who's ever picked their nose, I hope you picked a winner. Poppy Picker was just like any other child, except she was a little bit different too. She had a very unusual habit. Some children sucked their thumbs, some even their fingers. Others rubbed their hair, which felt soft and silky, while still more loved to rub the satin trim on their special teddy and blanket bear. Poppy Picker, however, just loved to leave her finger in her nose. It was her absolute favourite thing to do. Poppy wasn't a picker and a flicker. She wasn't even a picker and a sticker. Or even a picker and a licker. Poppy Picker simply adored the glorious feeling of comfort when her finger was up her nostril. It was just exceptional. Unfortunately for Poppy, no one else thought this was such a good idea. Poppy's mother told her it was a disgusting habit. She even warned Poppy about the booger monster again and again. Poppy's teacher screamed and tried to warn her as well. Her friends told her she was being horrid and gross. Poppy tried to stop. She really did. It was just too hard. Poppy ate breakfast with her finger up her nose. She brushed her hair, played with her dog, climbed trees. Poppy went to school. She even went to the toilet with her finger up her nose. Her mum would scream, yell, plead, and sometimes even beg. "Please stop, Poppy, stop! One day the booger monster will bite it off!" On a very windy day, as Poppy was meant to be getting ready for school, she was doing her very favourite thing instead. "Poppy Picker, your finger better not be up your nose. The booger monster might be hungry," yelled her mum. Poppy just smiled, leaving her finger where it always was. Just then, the wind blew the curtain open, and at that very moment, Poppy tried to pull her finger out of her nose. She pulled and pulled and pulled. It wouldn't budge. She tried one more time, when all of a sudden there was a loud Poppy looked down and gasped. She didn't scream. She didn't cry. She didn't whinge. Poppy just stared at her hand, her finger. It was gone. Her mother had been right after all. There was a booger monster. Poppy didn't really mind. After all, now she had a new place for her finger. It was a perfect fit.
About the author. Stella Stamatakis was a primary school teacher for many years, and engaging with the imaginations of young readers has always been a passion of hers. Poppy Picker is her second book, and its inspiration came from when she lost the tip of an index finger at only 2 years of age. Her young students have always been fascinated about her missing digit. She delighted in making up many funny, entertaining
Sample complete. Ready to continue?